Is the gospel by blood alone, by water alone, or by both water and blood? Exodus chapter 12 verses 43-49. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat it. But every man's servant who is bought for money, when you have circumcised him, then he may eat it. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat it. In one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of its bones. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger dwells with you and wants to keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as a native of the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat it. One law shall be for the native born and for the stranger who dwells among you." What was the indispensable condition for the Israelites to become children of God in the Old Testament? They had to be circumcised. The words of the Old and New Testaments in the Bible are equally important and precious to those who believe in our God. We must not neglect even one word of the Old Testament because all the words of Jehovah God are words of life. The passage we read today instructs that those who wish to keep the Passover must be circumcised before they may do so. Without circumcision, one cannot participate in the Passover ceremony. We must consider why God has given us this command. We need to understand the meaning of circumcision in the Old Testament as spoken by our Lord and believe in Jesus. Circumcision is the act of cutting off part of the foreskin of a young boy's genitals. Why did God command Abraham and his descendants to practice circumcision? Because God promised to make a people cleansed of sin his own people. Therefore, in the Old Testament, God commanded all the Israelites to be circumcised. The Israelites had to be circumcised to become the people of God. Being commanded to be circumcised was an order from God. God became the God of those who were circumcised in faith, having their sins removed. In the New Testament as well, God becomes the God of those who cut away their sins through faith. What is the Passover festival? What was the Passover? It was the day for the Israelites to remember and thank God for the exodus from Egypt. The most important festival for the Israelites was the festival of Passover, followed by the festival of Pentecost. The festival of Passover was significant to the Israelites because it marked their deliverance from 430 years of slavery in Egypt by the hand of God. God rescued the Israelites from Egypt by breaking the will of the Egyptian king through 10 plagues he inflicted upon Egypt, allowing the Israelites to escape and enter the land of Canaan. In the final plague, the death of the firstborn, the Israelites were able to be saved through the blood of the sacrificed lamb. Therefore, God commanded the Israelites to observe the ceremony of Passover. Who may partake in the Passover festival established by God? What did the Israelites have to do in order to keep the Passover? They had to be circumcised. We must understand that to participate in the Passover ceremony, one must be circumcised. If not circumcised, one cannot partake in the Passover festival. The Israelites had one essential requirement to observe this Passover ceremony. They had to receive circumcision themselves. Exodus chapter 12 verses 43-49 says, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat it. But every man's servant who is bought for money, when you have circumcised him, then he may eat it. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat it. In one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of its bones. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger dwells with you and wants to keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as a native of the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat it. One law shall be for the native born and for the stranger who dwells among you. God commanded that after receiving circumcision, one may observe the Passover festival. Who were the ones allowed to eat the meat of the Passover lamb and observe the ceremony? Only the circumcised among the Israelites were eligible to keep the Passover. The Passover lamb, as we well know, represented Jesus, who took upon himself the sins of the world. Then, what does circumcision mean in the Old and New Testaments? Circumcision is cutting off part of the foreskin of the male genitalia. When Jesus came to this earth, he was also circumcised on the eighth day after his birth. Since God commanded that one should participate in the Passover ceremony only after being circumcised and ordered that those who were not circumcised could not participate, circumcision must be performed according to God's command. Therefore, if you say you believe in Jesus, you must certainly understand what circumcision means in the New Testament. What was the ritual of circumcision that God ordered Abraham to perform? How could Abraham and his descendants become children of God? By being circumcised. Going back to the book of Genesis, God made a promise by his word to Abraham and his descendants. In Genesis chapter 15, God promised Abraham that he would have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and that he would give them the land of Canaan. In Genesis chapter 17, God said that he would be the God of Abraham and his descendants, and Abraham and his descendants would be God's people, and as a sign of that promise, he commanded Abraham and his descendants to be circumcised in their flesh. This was a covenant established by God. If they bore the mark of circumcision on their bodies, it signified that they were God's people, and God promised to be their God. In Genesis chapter 17 verses 7-10, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." And God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep, between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised." As a sign of that promise, God also commanded Abraham and his descendants to be circumcised. What is spiritual circumcision? What is the spiritual circumcision? It is to cut off all the sins in our hearts by believing in the baptism of Jesus. God recognized Abraham as his people, as righteous before God, because Abraham believed God's word. What was the evidence of God's promised word established with Abraham and his descendants? It was circumcision. "This is my covenant which you shall keep, between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised." Circumcision is cutting off part of the foreskin, which signifies transferring all our sins to Jesus through faith in the water baptism that Jesus received in the Jordan River. Spiritually, this means cutting off our sins by accepting Jesus' water baptism. This was the circumcision of salvation in the original spiritual gospel. It refers to the circumcision through which Jesus removed sins by receiving baptism in the New Testament, which is his baptism in the Jordan River, that is, the baptism of water. The act of circumcision in the Old Testament was the word of baptism in the New Testament, and this was the promised word of becoming God's people regardless of the Old or New Testament. The circumcision of the Old Testament was actually the water baptism of the New Testament. Just as all the sins of this world were transferred to Jesus when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, making the world sinless, so the descendants of Abraham obtained the mark of becoming God's people through the circumcision that cut off their foreskin. Jesus' baptism was about cutting off the sins of sinners through baptism, making them sinless. Just as the skin is cut off during circumcision, all people's sins were completely transferred to Jesus when he was baptized by John in the Jordan River. When Jesus was baptized, all the sins of us sinners were transferred onto Jesus by John the Baptist, and those who accept this truth, that Jesus resolved all sins, become God's sinless people, the righteous, through spiritual circumcision. The false faith that makes people cut themselves off from God. What made the Israelites cut themselves off from God? Uncircumcision. God said that if there was no circumcision, he would cut off from among the people of Israel, so then what is spiritual circumcision? If physical circumcision involved cutting off a part of the skin of our bodies, then spiritual circumcision is precisely the transference of the sins of all humanity to Jesus. This is the spiritual circumcision of the primitive gospel. The baptism that John the Baptist gave to Jesus was the spiritual circumcision of the primitive gospel, where all the sins of humanity fell away and were loaded onto Jesus' body. Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist was a spiritual circumcision that caused all the sins of humanity to fall away from them. All the sins of humanity were transferred and placed on Jesus' body. God made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants through circumcision, commanding them to cut off the foreskin, in order to become the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and their descendants. Therefore, God became the Savior God of those whose sins fell away through circumcision. What is the circumcision that cuts off one's sin? It was God's promise to Abraham, a promise of rebirth and becoming God's people, established for those who believe in Jesus' baptism and blood as their salvation. God was the God of those who were circumcised. God spoke to Abraham, "He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations, he who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. He who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child, who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Genesis chapter 17 verses 12 to 14. Anyone who tries to enter into the Lord by believing in Jesus without undergoing spiritual circumcision is cut off from God's people. And spiritual circumcision in the New Testament was the baptism through which Jesus took on the sins of the world through John. Those who believe in Jesus must accept the circumcision of the Old Testament and the spiritual baptism of salvation that Jesus received in the New Testament and believe in Jesus in order to be saved from all sins and receive the Holy Spirit to become God's people. For those who believe in Jesus, the circumcision of the Old Testament and the baptism of the New Testament were the same circumcision. If you do not know the true meaning of circumcision and do not accept the circumcision of spiritual salvation that causes rebirth, you will believe in Jesus in vain, and although you may say you believe well, in reality, it is like building your house of faith on sand. God tells his people who believe in him to be circumcised, to believe in Jesus' baptism of washing away sins, which is the spiritual circumcision of the remission of sins. If you do not have circumcision in your body, you are not God's people. Without circumcision, you were cut off from among the people. Therefore, whether purchased with money, a foreigner, a servant, or anyone, men were to be circumcised before participating in the Passover ceremony. God said that even if they were native-born Israelites, they would be cut off if they were not circumcised. This law that God established for the Israelites is the same for all who believe in Jesus today. Also, in Exodus chapter 12, we must know that the Israelites who ate the Passover meat and bitter herbs had already been circumcised, and we must understand that to eat the Passover meat, one must first be circumcised to be qualified. We all need to know that all the Israelites who came out of Egypt, who ate the meat at Passover and put blood on their doorposts, were already circumcised. Therefore, all those who would participate in the Passover ceremony afterward also had to be circumcised. Only then were they qualified. Not receiving circumcision in the body was a decree that cut one off from among the Israelites and revoked one's qualification as God's people. This speaks of the sin that leads to destruction due to the absence of faith in spiritual circumcision. People can receive salvation from the Lord only by believing in Jesus' baptism, which is spiritual circumcision. What is the circumcision that we all must definitely consider in our hearts? Now, there is one thing we need to take note of here. You must know and remember that the Israelites had already been circumcised before the Passover ceremony. Abraham and his descendants received circumcision and became God's people. In the Old Testament, those who were not circumcised could not become God's people. And they lost the qualification to participate in the Passover feast. Abraham and those who heard and believed God's covenant word through him could all receive circumcision and become God's children. Those who believe in Jesus must receive spiritual circumcision in their bodies, which removes sin and makes them God's people. The Israelites, who were descendants of Abraham who received physical circumcision, lived as slaves in Egypt for 430 years according to God's providence. They prayed to God, "God, please help us escape from Egypt," and God answered their prayer. They were able to escape by putting the blood of the Passover lamb on their doorposts, and when they encountered the Passover festival in the wilderness afterward, we must remember that all those who had not yet been circumcised had to first receive physical circumcision before participating in the Passover ceremony in order to take part in God's Passover festival sacrifice. Afterward, all the Israelites, who were descendants of Abraham, were circumcised on the eighth day after birth. The Israelites, who became God's people, revered God and cried out to God, who became their God, for salvation in times of difficulty. The Israelites living in Egypt had to receive the circumcision promised to Abraham, and afterward, Israelite males were only recognized as God's people if they were circumcised on the eighth day after birth. This was akin to receiving spiritual circumcision in the later New Testament era, where sin is shed only by believing in the baptism Jesus received. Physical circumcision was the act of believing in God's promise to Abraham that they would become God's people and performing circumcision. The Israelites killed a lamb at Passover when the angel of death passed by and applied its blood to the lintel and doorposts. Therefore, death did not enter their homes but passed over them. Death did not come upon them. In other words, judgment did not come but passed over them. Afterward, God renewed the promise of physical circumcision to the people living in the wilderness heading toward the land of Canaan, and promised it to our future generations as well. In Exodus chapter 12 verses 47 to 51, all the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger dwells with you and wants to keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as a native of the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat it. One law shall be for the native born and for the stranger who dwells among you. Thus all the children of Israel did, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass, on that very same day, that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt according to their armies. Whoever wishes to participate in the Passover ceremony must first be circumcised physically, and those who participate in Passover without being circumcised will be cut off, as this was a commandment from God. The physical circumcision of the Old Testament was meant to tell those who believe in Jesus today to believe that Jesus' baptism is the spiritual circumcision that cuts off our own sins. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21, it says, "Do you who believe in Jesus believe in the fact that all your sins were transferred to Jesus' body through the baptism that Jesus received? If you understand and believe the truth of Jesus' baptism and blood, you will come to realize for yourself that you have become a saint who has received spiritual circumcision. And you will come to believe the spiritual truth that because there was Jesus' baptism, there was also the sacrifice of Jesus' blood on the cross. If you believe only in Jesus' cross without Jesus' baptism of spiritual sin removal, you will experience that you are already far from God's mercy and still have sin in your heart. The circumcision of the Old Testament was cutting off a part of the skin of our body, but we should know that this spiritual circumcision of salvation is the faith that accepts as our salvation the baptism that Jesus received, which places our sins on Jesus' body. We must believe the truth that our salvation from sin begins with Jesus' baptism and concludes with His blood. The spiritual circumcision of salvation is accepting the word of truth of Jesus' baptism and blood into our hearts by faith and becoming children of light by escaping from darkness through faith. And this faith spiritually separates those who are born again from those who are not. Our Lord says that He has already eliminated the sins of the world through baptism and blood, and tells us to believe in the salvation He has accomplished. Therefore, to have the evidence that we have become God's people, we must believe in the baptism that Jesus received. Otherwise, we will be severed from Jesus. The spiritual circumcision of salvation's remission of sins is the baptism that Jesus received, and the circumcision of the Old Testament was the faith of cutting off the skin of the body. Salvation was made complete by faith in both the baptism of circumcision that Jesus accomplished and the blood of Jesus on the cross, who was the Passover Lamb. The counterpart to the physical circumcision of the Old Testament was the baptism of Jesus in the New Testament. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16 says, "Search from the book of the Lord, and read. Not one of these shall fail, not one shall lack her mate." There is a counterpart in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Every word of God has its counterpart. Then, what does the physical circumcision of the Old Testament correspond to in the New Testament? It corresponds to the baptism that Jesus, who took on the sins of the world, received in the Jordan River. The spiritual circumcision of salvation in the New Testament is the baptism Jesus received, Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17. Who are the foolish ones who believe wrongly? Who will go to hell among all the believers in the world? Those who don't believe in the spiritual circumcision. Today, many people only believe in the blood of the Passover lamb. They say, "Circumcision, what circumcision?" That was something the Jewish people did in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, isn't physical circumcision irrelevant? Yes, that is correct. However, I am not telling you to receive physical circumcision now, but rather I am trying to speak about the spiritual circumcision that Apostle Paul speaks of in the New Testament. There are those who disregard the spiritual circumcision of sin removal, which is not physical circumcision. Spiritual circumcision does not require formality, but you must receive the circumcision of faith in Jesus in your heart through belief. It is not telling those who believe in Jesus to receive physical circumcision. Physical circumcision is nothing to us, but the spiritual circumcision of salvation, where sinners come to Jesus and are cleansed from sin by believing in the baptism Jesus received, is something that must be received. Spiritual circumcision is absolutely necessary for a person to be born again. Those who believe in Jesus must receive spiritual circumcision. Only then will all sin fall away from the heart. And they become righteous. They become those without any sin. Therefore, we must accept spiritual circumcision by believing in our hearts the baptism that Jesus received through John at the Jordan River. The Apostle Paul also emphasized spiritual circumcision. And circumcision is that of the heart. Everyone must receive the spiritual circumcision that removes sin. Therefore, you must receive spiritual circumcision in your heart that washes away sin. Have your sins fallen away from you as they were transferred to Jesus? You who believe in the God of the New Testament must also receive circumcision in your heart by believing in Jesus. In the Old Testament, physical circumcision was practiced by cutting off part of the body's skin, while in the New Testament, this spiritual circumcision believed in the heart became the mark of becoming God's people. Living in the New Testament era, we must experience the spiritual circumcision through which we are saved by the baptism Jesus received. In the Old Testament, God clearly stated that He commanded the skin of our flesh to be cut off first in order to cut away all the sins of the people of Israel, make them His people, and become their God. Likewise, by receiving baptism, Jesus removed all the sins of humanity. Through the baptism of Jesus, we transfer all our sins to Him by faith. This is receiving the spiritual circumcision through Jesus, who removed our sins. Jesus first took upon Himself all the sins of the world through His baptism, and then received judgment in place of humanity, thereby saving us believers. Through faith in the baptism and blood of Jesus Christ, those who have received this spiritual circumcision are made righteous and adopted as God's children. This spiritual circumcision is God's salvation. God acknowledges us as His people by seeing our faith in the baptism and blood of the cross of His Son Jesus. This faith is spiritual circumcision, that is, the removal of sin. What is the salvation of sinners accomplished by Jesus' baptism and blood? How was salvation completed by Jesus? Through His baptism and death on the cross. The salvation of sinners is accomplished through water and blood, which is the baptism Jesus received. The blood of the Lamb spoke of judgment, and Jesus' baptism spoke of the circumcision that cuts off sin. Today, Christianity disregards spiritual circumcision. Although the circumcision of the Old Testament became nothing in the New Testament, we must not disregard the baptism that Jesus received in the New Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus' baptism is the true gospel of truth that removed all your sins. If you disregard the baptism that Jesus received, you will not encounter the gospel of being born again, where Jesus eliminated all sins through water and blood. Looking at the Bible, circumcision and the blood of the Passover lamb are connected. This was the secret of Jesus' spiritual baptism. Spiritual circumcision was the original gospel of believing in the baptism that Jesus received. The gospel that Apostle John delivered was precisely the gospel of Jesus' baptism and the blood of Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 5 verses 1-10, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. Apostle John says that Jesus came by water, blood, and the Spirit. He says that Jesus came to us not by water only, not by blood only, but by water and blood, and by the Spirit. The baptism Jesus received, the blood of the cross Jesus received, and Jesus' resurrection from death, these three become the evidence of our salvation. The water, blood, and the Spirit of Jesus' baptism testify that those who believe in Jesus are saved from sin. The evidence that we who believe in Jesus are born again from all sin, are saved, is Jesus' baptism, the blood of the cross, and the Holy Spirit. Why does the Bible speak of the baptism of Jesus and His blood? Were the people of Israel saved only through the blood of a lamb on the Passover? No, they were already circumcised before they kept the Passover. The baptism and blood of Jesus are words that regenerate us with water and the Holy Spirit. In Exodus chapter 12, it is said, "Slaughter the lamb and put its blood on the sides and tops of the door frames of your houses. Then, when the angel of death comes, it will pass over your house, Passover, to be spared from judgment." If that is so, does one receive the remission of sins by believing only in the blood of the Passover lamb? Then in the New Testament, the apostles say, "Crucified with Christ, whoever has been baptized into Christ has put on Christ, baptism that now saves us," 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21. Peter said it, Paul said it, and countless disciples of Jesus Christ speak of this baptism, which refers to the baptism that Jesus received from John in the Jordan River. And faith in Jesus' baptism and blood is the truth of being born again of water and the Spirit. To be honest, I believed in Jesus and for 10 years I only believed in the blood of Jesus Christ while in a state of believing in Jesus. But my heart was always bound by sin. Even though I clearly believed in Jesus, there was sin in my heart. Then, 10 years after believing in Jesus, I learned about the spiritual circumcision of Jesus' baptism and was born again. After 10 years, as I was born again and looking at the Word, I came to know the truth that the circumcision of the Old Testament was baptism in the New Testament. So I came to believe. In the New Testament, believing in both Jesus' blood and the baptism that Jesus received is the right faith. After I was completely born again by believing in Jesus' baptism and blood, I began to worry, is my faith biblically correct? Despite believing in the word of Jesus' baptism and blood, I began to worry. Is it right faith to simply believe, regardless of this faith, that my sins were transferred to Jesus Christ through his baptism, that Jesus died for me on the cross without baptism, and that Jesus is my God and my Savior? I had questions while reading Exodus chapter 12. Today, many people look at Exodus chapter 12 and think that by confessing faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, in Jesus who was crucified as their Savior, this faith is right without any further consideration. So they unconditionally believe that, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, yet they continue to live as sinners every day. However, they say that because they believed in Jesus as their Savior, even though they still have sin after believing, they are saved. But in fact, that faith is not the faith of truth that leads to being born again. The faith of the righteous who are born again is faith in Jesus' baptism and blood. Then what does this passage in Exodus chapter 12 speak of? As I carefully examined the verses before and after in the Bible, I thought there might be a problem with people who claim to believe in Jesus but ignore Jesus' baptism and only believe in his blood. Before I finished reading Exodus chapter 12, I discovered the truth that spiritual circumcision is not accomplished by blood alone. I confirmed through the Bible that true spiritual circumcision is Jesus' baptism and the blood shed on the cross. Looking at Exodus chapter 12 verses 47 to 49, I realized, That's why God told the Israelites to be circumcised before eating the Passover meat. I discovered this truth in Exodus chapter 12 verse 49, which says, "One law shall be for the native born and for the stranger who dwells among you." So those who were not circumcised should not eat the meat of the Passover lamb. Therefore, in the New Testament, when we believe in Jesus as our Savior, we must first accept the fact that our worldly sins were transferred to Jesus through the baptism he received in the Jordan River. By accepting in my heart this truth of salvation, that Jesus took on the sins of the world through his baptism and was crucified on the cross to receive judgment in our place, I experienced spiritual circumcision that saves from all sin, becoming as white as snow, experiencing salvation with no sin in my heart, and I came to accept the gospel of water, blood, and the Spirit. I realized that in the Old Testament, both circumcision and the blood of the Lamb were necessary for salvation from all the sins of the world, and in the New Testament, faith that fully believes in Jesus' baptism, where he took on the sins of the world from John in the Jordan River, and his blood, through which he received judgment for all sins on the cross, is our salvation. Everyone, the circumcision in the Old Testament and the baptism Jesus received in the New Testament are the same spiritual circumcision. I came to know and believe that Jesus Christ became the Savior of the world by receiving judgment not simply for our sins, but because he took upon himself all the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John. Those who believe that John, representing all people in the world, passed the world's sins to Jesus through baptism accept in their hearts these two things: Jesus' baptism and his blood. However, those who claim to believe in Jesus but deny his baptism do not believe in Jesus' spiritual baptism. Therefore, even though they believe in Jesus, they still have sin in their hearts, and despite their faith in Jesus, they become sinners who fall away from God and face destruction. How can one live in this world with a spirit of a sinner, having sin in the heart even while believing in Jesus? It is truly regrettable that they will face destruction. Those who do not accept that the sins of all mankind were transferred to Jesus through his spiritual baptism remain sinners with sin in their hearts. Many people claim to have received the remission of sins by believing only in Jesus' cross, but such faith does not perfect the faith of those who believe in Jesus. Those who believe only in Jesus' blood cannot eliminate all their sins through faith. This is because they do not have the faith to believe in Jesus' baptism, which removed their sins. We become the people of God and are saved from sin when we believe in Jesus' water and blood, according to the law of spiritual circumcision established by God. If you claim that only the blood of Jesus is the spiritual circumcision, you must consider whether you can have your sins completely removed from your heart, and you should carefully examine yourself and turn back to believe. In the Old Testament, we believe in circumcision and blood, and in the New Testament, in the baptism Jesus received and the blood of the cross, to be saved from all sins in this sinful world and from God's judgment. Those who believe have become the people of God, and God has become their God. Through these two, circumcision and blood, the blood of the Passover lamb, the circumcision promised to Abraham, and the baptism and blood received by Jesus, believers can become the people of God. This truth is the word of rebirth through water, blood, and the Spirit spoken by Jesus. What is the gospel of the remission of sins through water and the Spirit that the Bible speaks of? It refers to the original gospel where Jesus left his throne of heavenly glory, came to this earth, and at the age of 30 received water baptism from John, taking upon himself all the sins of humanity. Jesus' blood was the judgment for the sins of sinners that he took on through baptism. Jesus came as humanity's Savior and gave the water and blood of salvation to sinners, rescuing those who believe from all the sins of this world. Is being born again only through blood? No, humanity is saved from sin through Jesus' baptism and blood. I would like to ask a question to those who accept only the blood of Jesus Christ in their hearts. Do sinners become righteous by believing in Jesus Christ only through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ? Or is it by believing in both the baptism where Jesus Christ received the sins of the world from John in the Jordan River and the blood of the cross? Is it only through blood, or is it faith in both Jesus' baptism and blood? I am asking which of these truths is the true truth and true salvation. True rebirth through water and the Spirit comes through faith that believes in the true salvation accomplished by Jesus, who is God, coming to earth in the flesh, receiving all the sins of the world through baptism in the Jordan River, and bearing the world's sins to the cross to receive punishment, thus providing salvation from all sins and taking judgment upon himself. Which faith is spoken of in the Bible? Faith only in Jesus' blood, or faith in both Jesus' baptism and blood? Faith that ignores Jesus' baptism and believes only in his blood holds that Jesus was judged in place of us sinners, took all the curse, and rescued us from sin and judgment by being wounded and struck. However, this faith is uncertain as truth. Why was Jesus Christ crucified? Where is the reason for this? The Bible clearly states that the wages of sin is death, but Jesus never committed sin when he came to this earth. And because he was fundamentally God, he merely borrowed Mary's body through the Holy Spirit to become human. Jesus is fundamentally the Son of God who knows no sin. Because Jesus came to this earth as the Savior of sinners, in order to pay the price of sin on behalf of humanity, he had to take on all the sins of the world by receiving baptism from John the Baptist before dying on the cross. Thus, Jesus completed the salvation of sinners by taking on the world's sins through baptism from John and shedding his blood on the cross. We can understand this truth through the sacrificial system of the tabernacle. In the Old Testament sacrificial law, sinners or Aaron had to directly lay their hands on the head of a sacrificial lamb or goat to transfer their sins and the sins of the people, and then kill the sacrificial animal to offer it on the altar. Since the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament, and Jesus is the Lamb, the question is when and how Jesus received and was judged for the sins of the world from us sinners. Have you who believe in Jesus ever transferred all your sins to Jesus by faith, as if passing physical objects to another person? In the Old Testament, it was absolutely forbidden to kill a sacrificial animal without laying hands on it. The word, laying on of hands, means to transfer. Therefore, a sinner or Aaron could not offer a burnt offering before God without first laying hands on the animal's head to transfer their sins. Shall lay his hand, in Leviticus chapter 1, it says, shall lay his hand, shall lay his hand, indicating that one must lay hands on the sacrificial animal before offering the sacrifice. Through the laying on of hands on the head of the sacrificial lamb or goat, sins were transferred, and then the sacrificial animal was killed and offered. Through this laying on of hands and offering the blood and flesh to God, they received salvation from their sins. Even in the Old Testament, salvation came through faith in the sacrificial law given by God. In Exodus, you can see circumcision and the blood of the Passover lamb. Then in Exodus chapter 20, God's Ten Commandments appear. What follows is the sacrificial system of the tabernacle. When offering a burnt offering to God, the priest had to lay hands on the head of the sacrificial lamb to transfer the sinner's sins, and then cut the lamb's throat in place of the person, apply the blood to the four horns of the altar, and pour the rest of the blood on the ground to remove sin. Similarly, in the New Testament, it says that we sinners receive salvation from all sins by faith through believing in Jesus' water and blood. In 1 John chapter 5 verses 1-10, it is written that sinners receive remission of sins by believing in the baptism Jesus received and the blood of the Lamb, the cross. Therefore, we receive remission of sins through faith in the baptism of Jesus Christ and the blood of the cross, which is the Word of God. Jesus' baptism, blood, and the Holy Spirit, this is the truth of being born again of water and the Spirit. Do you receive sinlessness by believing only in the blood of Jesus Christ? Those who try to be born again by believing only in the blood of Jesus' cross always have sin in their hearts. Therefore, we can receive salvation from all our sins by believing in the baptism that Jesus received, which is the circumcision of the Old Testament and the spiritual circumcision of the New Testament. Today, faith in Jesus differs across denominations. I know these faiths are not correct. The Presbyterian denomination believes in predestination, the Methodist denomination believes in Arminianism, that is, humanism, the Baptist denomination advocates baptism, and the Holiness denomination emphasizes living a holy life. But what does the Bible say is true rebirth? The Bible says that Jesus' baptism and blood are the gospel of true rebirth. Those who believe according to the true Word of God believe based on the paired words of Scripture, as the Bible says there are pairs in Scripture. What is the secret of the baptism that Jesus received? What is the spiritual circumcision in the New Testament? The baptism of Jesus. Jesus' baptism was a spiritual circumcision. In the Old Testament, God said that anyone who is not circumcised would be cut off. We must know and believe that the spiritual circumcision of salvation in the New Testament is the baptism that Jesus received. Jesus received baptism from John in the Jordan River as he began his public ministry to save humanity from sin. Therefore, we can receive spiritual circumcision in our hearts by believing in Jesus' baptism. We need to deeply consider why Jesus had to receive baptism from John in the New Testament. The baptism Jesus received is recorded starting from Matthew chapter 3 verses 13-15. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. Jesus received baptism from John in the waters of the Jordan River. The Jordan River is the river of death. John the Baptist laid his hands on Jesus' head. This is the correct way of baptism, baptizo, to immerse in water. For Jesus to bear the sins of the world, he had to receive baptism in the Old Testament manner of laying on of hands to take the world's sins upon himself. The baptism that Jesus received from John the Baptist in the Jordan River is spiritual circumcision for us who believe in Jesus. Similar to laying hands on the head of an animal in the Old Testament, so he said, it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness in this way. This means it was fitting for Jesus to take on all the sins of the world, fitting for him to become the true Savior God of sinners, and fitting for him to bear all our sins and die on the cross. The baptism that Jesus received was the word by which sinners are born again, that is, the mystery of water and the Spirit. The very first thing Jesus did in his public ministry to save sinners from sin was to receive baptism from John. Baptism is called baptizo, which means to wash, to bury, to transfer, to pass over. In the Old Testament, on the Day of Atonement on the 10th day of the 7th month, when the high priest Aaron laid his hands on the head of the sacrificial goat on behalf of the people, all the sins of the Israelites were transferred to the head of the sacrificial goat. Of the two selected goats, one goat was laid hands on before God, killed, and offered with blood, while the other goat was kept alive, laid hands on in front of the people to transfer the people's sins, and then taken into the wilderness. This is written in Leviticus chapter 16 in the Old Testament. On this day, the high priest laid hands on the sacrificial goat to transfer all the sins of the Israelites. Jesus took upon himself all the sins of humanity once and for all by receiving baptism. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1 verse 29, after receiving baptism, which is spiritual circumcision, for all people on this earth who believe in God, Jesus, as the Lamb of God who bears and carries away the sins of the world, went to the cross to receive judgment and save humanity from all sins. Those who accept Jesus Christ's baptism, the circumcision of the Old Testament, the blood of the Passover, and the blood of the cross as their salvation can be saved from all sins. Jesus saved sinners through his baptism and blood. This is the spiritual circumcision that cuts off sin. Is salvation by blood only? No, it is not. By what did Jesus come to the world? By water and blood. God says in 1 John chapter 5 verses 4 to 8, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three who bear witness, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and the three agree in one. What do you think is the evidence that you have been saved from the sins of the world? It is faith in the Son of God who came by water and blood. What is the victory that has overcome the world? It is this, water and blood. The one who came by water and blood is Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement. Jesus came to this earth, was baptized, and shed his blood to save us from death, the wages of sin. This means that Jesus, the God of creation, became the Savior of sinners. In other words, God came to this earth in human flesh through the Spirit, received baptism in the Jordan River to take all our sins upon his body, and shed his blood on the cross to receive judgment for sin, thereby saving us from all sins. Therefore, the evidence that saves those who believe in Jesus from all sins and all judgment is the original gospel of water and the Spirit. What is the water and blood that are evidence of the remission of sins? What is the counterpart of the circumcision described in the Old Testament? The baptism of Jesus. Water refers to the baptism of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, Jesus' baptism is referred to as circumcision. Jesus' baptism is paired with the circumcision of the Old Testament. The evidence that all the sins of sinners were transferred to Jesus is the baptism that Jesus received. Only those who believe this can stand confidently before God and confess their testimony of sin removal through faith, saying, "Jesus is my Savior. He is my Lord. I have no sin because I believe in Jesus' baptism and blood, the gospel of water and the Spirit. I am a child of the Lord. God is my God. Jesus is my Savior." The ability to testify like this comes from faith in the baptism and blood that Jesus received. What is the word of rebirth? The evidence in our hearts, Jesus' baptism and the blood of the cross, is the gospel of being born again of water and the Spirit. Beloved saints, is it only through the blood of Jesus Christ that sinners believe in Jesus and accept Him as their Savior? Not only through blood. It is these two things, water and blood, the gospel of water and the Spirit. Everyone, you must know and understand God's word about water, which is Jesus' baptism. 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 21-22 says, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to Him." The Apostle Peter states that the baptism Jesus received is the decisive evidence of salvation that eliminated our sins as sinners. In other words, baptism was the confirmation of salvation from sin. Jesus' baptism is the circumcision of the Old Testament. Just as the people of Israel in the Old Testament became God's children and people by believing and acting on God's word of promise, cutting off the foreskin, in the New Testament, Jesus' baptism eliminated the sins of sinners, so circumcision in the Old Testament and baptism have the same meaning. Do you believe the evidence that baptism is circumcision? 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21 says that water is the symbol that saves us, namely baptism. Will you oppose God's written word? Also, the Apostle Paul said, "Circumcision is of the heart," so how does one receive spiritual circumcision in the heart? It is by believing that Jesus Christ came to this earth in the flesh, received baptism to bear all our, shed His blood on the cross, and was resurrected. The Apostle Paul said circumcision is of the heart, and the circumcision of the heart is believing in Jesus' baptism and blood. If you also want to perform spiritual circumcision of the heart, you must accept and believe in the gospel of Jesus' baptism and blood. Only then can you become a true people of God. Circumcision is done by believing in Jesus' baptism and blood in your heart. Jesus received baptism for the salvation of sinners and fulfilled all righteousness. Matthew chapter 3 verse 15 says, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Because all the sins of mankind were transferred to Jesus Christ's head, those who believe become sinless, and by accepting the truth of this baptism through which we pass our sins to Jesus, we are born again as righteous people. Also, Jesus Christ bearing the sins of the world and receiving judgment through the blood of the cross is precisely how He received judgment for all of mankind's sins. Everyone, the two things that saved sinners from all sins, these two works that were accomplished through His 33 years of life, were fulfilled by Jesus. Do you accept Jesus' baptism and blood? John chapter 1 verse 29 says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus was baptized to take all the sins of the world and carried those sins to the cross. Jesus is the Son of God and Creator, who is our Savior, eliminated all the sins of this world through His baptism, fulfilling the promised word of circumcision in the Old Testament. Those who accept in their hearts the water of baptism and blood given by the Lord are born again of water and the Spirit. Hallelujah! The Lord is our Lord who fulfilled the promise of salvation and saved us from the sins of the world. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21 says, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Believing in Jesus as the Savior does not mean that the flesh will not commit sin. Although the flesh still sins, by believing in the baptism of Jesus Christ and passing all worldly sins to Him, and by faith in His cross's blood for all judgment, accepting these two elements, Jesus' baptism and blood, as one's salvation, all sins are removed. Being born again by accepting the Lord as our Savior happens in our souls, in people's hearts. The removal of sin occurs in people's hearts. While our hearts are born again by believing in Jesus' baptism and blood, the flesh still commits unclean acts and still sins, but those sins have already been removed. Jesus' baptism is the word of evidence for those who are saved. When Jesus was baptized, all sins were transferred to Him, and by believing this in our hearts, we are without sin. By accepting the truth of the baptism of salvation in our hearts, we are born again, and thus we are justified by water and the Spirit, which is the primitive gospel. This is the faith of Abraham spoken of in the Old Testament, the faith of justification by faith that Paul speaks of, and the evidence of salvation that Peter speaks of. Is it by blood alone? No, everyone, it's not by blood alone. Is it by water alone? It's not by water alone either. Salvation from human sin is accomplished by water, blood, and the Holy Spirit. Everyone, the Son of God, Jesus, came to this earth and through His baptism took all our sins upon Himself, bearing all our sins. By bearing our sins, He was judged on the cross, thus saving all sinners from sin. It is because Jesus Christ took away our sins through baptism and received judgment in our place that we receive the remission of sins and salvation through faith. Just as Abraham was justified before God by accepting and believing God's word, our salvation is also accomplished by believing in the word of Jesus' baptism and blood. In this way, the Lord came to this earth, took all the sins of the world's sinners upon Himself through baptism, and then received the judgment of bloodshed in our place. The gospel of water and blood that Jesus fulfilled has saved us, who were sinners, from all the sins of the world. Therefore, we can be saved from sin and be born again by accepting and believing in this gospel of salvation and the remission of sins. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name." Have you accepted Jesus, who saved us from sin through His baptism and blood, as your Savior? We all need to accept the salvation accomplished by the Son of God through water and blood. What should we do before God? Believe in the Son of God, and believe in what He has done to receive the remission of sins. Jesus came to this earth in the flesh, and at the age of 30, He received baptism, taking on all the sins of sinners. This is spiritual circumcision. In other words, He took the sins of the world upon His own body, and then went to the cross where He was slain as a lamb, shedding His atoning blood for sinners. Believing in the truth of Jesus' baptism and blood is the faith that leads to being born again. The Lord became an atoning sacrifice for sinners through baptism and blood. Therefore, He has saved us who believe from all sins. This is the faith of water and the Spirit that leads to being born again. The truth that makes us righteous through faith is precisely this gospel of the water of Jesus' baptism and blood. Is it by the blood of Jesus Christ alone? No, it's by water and blood. The Bible speaks of salvation from sin not only by Jesus' blood but by Jesus' baptism and blood. Jesus' baptism is the word of spiritual circumcision in the Old Testament and the truth of salvation that removes our sins, and the shedding of blood refers to the judgment He received on behalf of sinners, the judgment He received for you and me. Through the gospel of salvation from sin that Jesus accomplished, by receiving and believing in His baptism and blood in our hearts, He has exempted us from the judgment of sin. We are saved from all the sins we commit in the world through faith. By accepting the remission of sins accomplished through Jesus Christ's baptism and blood as our salvation, there is no sin in that person's heart. Do you believe? I hope you believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit. I hope you believe and obtain eternal life. Was John the Baptist sent by God? Who was John the Baptist? He was the representative of mankind and the last high priest according to the lineage of Aaron. Here, a question arises about who John the Baptist is, who baptized Jesus. John is the representative of humanity. This part is mentioned in Matthew chapter 11 verses 11 to 14. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. Everyone, he said that among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. And from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. The era of the Old Testament, which was God's promise, ended with John the Baptist. This is because Jesus Christ, the protagonist to fulfill that promise, had come. Then who is the one to fulfill all the promises of the Old Testament? It is Jesus and John the Baptist. John the Baptist passed sin to Jesus through baptism. Everyone, who is the last prophet of the Old Testament? Who is the last high priest? Who is the descendant of Aaron? It is John the Baptist. Jesus himself testified that John the Baptist is the greatest among those born of women, being the representative of humanity. Everyone, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all born of women. But who is the greatest throughout both the Old and New Testaments, in other words, throughout all of humanity from beginning to end? It is John the Baptist. John the Baptist, like the high priest in the Old Testament who laid hands on the sacrifice to transfer sins, was God's servant sent by God as the representative of humanity and the last high priest of the Old Testament. He baptized Jesus, the Lamb of God who came in the New Testament, transferring all the sins of humanity to him. In this way, John the Baptist was God's servant who completed the spiritual circumcision in the hearts of those who believe in Jesus' baptism by baptizing Jesus and transferring the sins of this world to him. Everyone, you must accept Jesus' baptism along with his blood as the word of evidence for the remission of sins. Jesus has already taken all the sins of the world upon himself through his baptism, and he has also received all the judgment for sin through his death on the cross. Being born again is accomplished by believing in this fact that Jesus has already eliminated all sins through his baptism and the blood of the cross. If you just accept the gospel message of being born again of water and the Spirit, you become a spiritual descendant of Abraham and one who has entered into the world of Jesus Christ by faith. There are already those who have entered by faith, and there are those who are outside of Jesus Christ due to unbelief, but now the world is nearing its end. Believe in Jesus' baptism and come into Jesus. The faith that believes in Jesus' blood and baptism becomes your spiritual anointing of salvation. Please understand that spiritual preparation through oil is accomplished by believing in the gospel of salvation through Jesus' baptism and blood. For whom was Jesus baptized? For what purpose was Jesus baptized? To wash away all the sins of mankind. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus was baptized to remove the sins of all people. Everyone, Jesus is the Son of God, and to us, he is God. He is our Creator. Jesus came to this world to make us his people and to fulfill the Father's will. Who were all the prophecies in the Old Testament about? They were about Jesus Christ. They were prophecies about how Jesus Christ would come to this earth and take on sin and remove it. As prophesied in the Old Testament, Jesus came to this earth and took on all the sins of humanity, from Adam and Eve to the last person, through his baptism. Everyone, you must accept and believe in the salvation of Jesus' baptism and blood. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. So Jesus was baptized by John. The word baptism itself means to be washed. How are our sins washed away when Jesus is baptized? Because all our sins were transferred to Jesus' head and planted in his body. That's how the sins in our hearts are washed away. Because all people's sins were transferred to Jesus when John the Baptist, the representative of humanity, baptized him, people are saved from sin by accepting this fact in their hearts. Baptism means the washing away of sin. This baptism that washes away sin is the spiritual circumcision of the New Testament. Circumcision is that of the heart. When we accept by faith the truth of his baptism, where all our sins, from birth until death, were transferred to Jesus, circumcision occurs in our hearts. Circumcision of the heart is acknowledging by faith that all our sins were transferred to Jesus through baptism. Have you received the circumcision of the heart? If you believe in the circumcision of the heart, your sins are washed away. In this way, he fulfilled all of God's righteousness, the salvation of all sinners. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Like the laying on of hands in the Old Testament, Jesus was baptized to take upon himself the sins of all people. In the Old Testament, to have sins removed, people would bring a flawless animal, lay their hands on its head to transfer their sins to it, and then the animal would be killed, and the priest would offer it as a sacrifice to remove the person's sins. Jesus was baptized to take upon himself the sins of sinners, all the sins of the world. The Lord received the sins of the world through baptism, and then he went into the water and was fully immersed. This speaks of death and the judgment of sin. The immersion signifies the blood judged on the cross. Then he came up out of the water. This speaks of resurrection. Jesus was resurrected on the third day after his death. This was a sign that Jesus is our God and that he saved us from sin. Jesus coming to this earth, being baptized, shedding his blood on the cross, being resurrected on the third day, and sitting at the right hand of God's throne is the word of confirmation that he has saved all of humanity from sin. Everyone, I hope you accept this word of confirmation in your heart and mind. This is the truth. If you just accept the Lord's salvation in your heart, you will be saved from all sins. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, John chapter 1 verse 12. Everyone, do you understand the truth of why Jesus came to this earth and was baptized? Do you believe it? The baptism Jesus received was to take on the sins of all people. This is the baptism of circumcision in the New Testament. Baptism, this is spiritual circumcision. That's why the Apostle Paul said that circumcision is of the heart. So that we have no choice but to accept in our hearts the confirmation that the sins of the world were transferred to Jesus, he has surely saved us through his baptism and blood. Now, all we have to do is to accept with faith, in our hearts and minds, all this truth of salvation with a yes. Do you accept this fact? What should we do? What we should do is to believe in the baptism and blood of the Lord. It has been over 2,000 years since Jesus came to this earth, was baptized, and died on the cross. All we can do now, in this era, is to accept and receive in our hearts the truth of the water and blood that Jesus accomplished. There is nothing else to do. Circumcision is to be done in the heart, so we must perform circumcision in our thoughts, hearts, and faith. We are saved by faith. In the Old Testament, Abraham's descendants were saved through circumcision and the Passover blood applied to the doorposts and lintels. Those who believe in Jesus' baptism and blood for salvation are not afraid or fearful even when God's judgment comes upon this earth. For those who accept the salvation of Jesus' baptism and blood in their hearts, judgment passes over, but for those who do not accept this truth, God's judgment will come. Everyone, why have people who believe today, though sinners, become so corrupt after believing in Jesus? Why do they live so miserably? It's because they don't know the truth of Jesus' baptism and blood, and believe they are saved by Jesus' blood alone. Is salvation by Jesus' blood alone? Does the Bible testify that it's by blood alone? What is recorded in the Old and New Testaments? The Bible records that it's not just by the blood of the Lamb, but that Jesus' baptism and blood are one. 1 John chapter 5 verses 3-6. Even in the Old Testament, it is recorded in the Word that God's sinless people were made by these two things, circumcision and the blood of the Passover sacrifice. In the New Testament, it is also recorded in the Word that it was accomplished by the baptism Jesus received and His blood. This is the truth and the salvation that the Lord accomplished. This is the Word of the Bible. The words of the Bible are not human words. The words testified in the Bible are God's words. Do you believe only in the blood of Jesus? If so, you surely have sin in your heart. You must turn away from this mistaken belief. You must repent for not knowing and acknowledging that the Lord took on all your sins through baptism in the Jordan River, and for not believing and thus distressing God until now. You must confess and believe. Therefore, you must accept in your heart and mind the truth that the Lord took on your sins, the sins of the world, through baptism. We are all saved through the gospel of the water and the Spirit, through Jesus' baptism and the cross. Have you relied only on the blood of Jesus until today? If so, you certainly have sin in your heart. When you commit sins, there is sin, and if you think your conscience becomes a bit cleaner when you do not commit sins, that is merely a feeling and not based on the Word of God but on fleshly emotions. Therefore, you must now turn back and believe in the baptism and blood of Jesus. Then, a spiritual circumcision of salvation will occur in your heart, and you will be freed from all sins. Being freed from all sins means believing in the primitive gospel that Jesus has completely removed all sins through His baptism and blood, and thus, being saved. Do you believe in Jesus' baptism and blood as the salvation for your sins? If you do, you will gradually experience what blessings come. Peace will find its way into your heart, and you will become righteous, not by your deeds but by the Word of God. I would like to ask a question and offer advice to those among you who may be relying on and believing only in the blood of Jesus. Was your salvation from sin achieved through Jesus' blood alone? Your salvation from sin was not through blood alone. It was through Jesus' baptism and the blood of the cross, the original gospel. This is the advice I want to give. The complete salvation of mankind from sin was accomplished through the gospel of the Spirit, which is Jesus' baptism received from John and His blood. The Holy Spirit is God. God came to this earth in human flesh. You shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. This is what was said through the prophet. God said, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." Jesus, who is God, came to this earth to save sinners, was baptized to take on the sins of sinners, was judged on the cross, and thus saved sinners. This truth is salvation accomplished by God's water and blood. I tell you this. Are you saved by blood alone? I tell you that is not the case. You are saved by the combination of Jesus Christ's baptism and blood. The reason why many false prophets and heresies appear today is because they do not fully understand Jesus' water, which is His baptism. Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We must know and believe why the Bible speaks of Jesus' baptism. We need to understand why God commanded circumcision in the Old Testament, and why He spoke of the blood of the Lamb and the blood of Passover. If we only know one side, we cannot understand the truth of being born again of water and the Spirit. Jesus said, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God," John chapter 3 verse 5. The Bible is a book of mysteries about salvation. Is it by Jesus' blood alone? The Apostle Paul often spoke of Jesus' baptism in Romans and Galatians. In Romans chapter 6 verses 3-8, it says, Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Here in verse 5 it says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Everyone, God's law states that the wages of sin is death. It says that whoever has sin will die, perish, and go to hell. In other words, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, if you don't believe in the complete truth and have even a speck of sin in your heart, where does Jesus say he will send you in Matthew chapter 5 verse 26? If you have even a speck of sin, even if you believe in Jesus, you will go to hell and receive judgment by fire. Because without Jesus, if we pay for our sins with our own death, it would surely be hell. God sent Jesus Christ to this earth and transferred our sins to Jesus Christ through baptism, and judged Jesus Christ. Instead of us dying for our sins, God transferred our sins to his Son through baptism, mercilessly nailed him to the cross, made him shed all his life's blood, and saved us who believe in Jesus from all sin. The faith that believes in Jesus' baptism and blood is the faith that unites with Jesus Christ. Everyone, the wages of sin is death. You and I had sin. Because of that sin, we were destined to go to hell. But instead of us dying, instead of us going to hell, Jesus took on our sins through baptism in the Jordan River and suffered the punishment of the cross in our place. Jesus' death is your and my death, and believing in your heart that the baptism he received was to bear your and my sins is the faith that unites. This faith unites us with Jesus Christ. We should not believe in a religious manner. Many people believe in Jesus religiously, going to church, shedding tears, confessing their sins, saying, "Lord, forgive me. I won't do it again. Jesus died on the cross for me, Lord, I believe." These people cite 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness," and claim this as confirmation of the remission of sins, but that's not the case. Here, sin is not about daily repentance and forgiveness, but rather about receiving salvation once and for all when you confess that you haven't yet been saved. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Truth is firm. Everyone, if you ignore that Jesus Christ took on our sins through baptism in the Jordan River and only believe that he died on the cross, it becomes a vain faith. For a believer in Jesus to be saved from all their sins, they must believe in their heart the primitive gospel of Jesus Christ's baptism and blood. That Jesus Christ was baptized in the Jordan River and judged on the cross. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus Christ became our Savior by taking on all our sins through baptism and being judged in our place on the cross. We believe in our hearts in Jesus, who came by water and blood as his name suggests, to attain righteousness, and confess with our mouths to reach salvation. Everyone, are you a sinner or a righteous person? Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Everyone, it was because Jesus was baptized that he could consequently die on the cross. And he rose from the dead after 3 days, sat at the right hand of God's throne, and became the Lord of salvation for those who believe. If Jesus had not been baptized, water, if he had not shed his blood on the cross, Jesus could not have become our Savior. All people must believe in the gospel of Jesus' water and the Spirit to be saved. even if you are a son of Moses. Why did God try to kill Moses on his way to Egypt? Because he hadn't circumcised his sons. Everyone, I am now preaching the gospel of atonement accomplished by Jesus Christ's baptism and blood, the mystery of redemption that removed all the sins of sinners. It is truly blessed and fortunate to hear this word of God. Is Jesus Christ's salvation by blood alone? In the Old Testament, people became Abraham's descendants through circumcision and the blood of Passover. In the New Testament, we become God's people when we believe in Jesus' baptism and his blood. God shows us evidence of this in the Old Testament through Moses. God told Moses, through whom he intended to save the Israelites, "Go to Egypt and lead my people out." Therefore, after getting permission from his father-in-law, Moses took his wife and children, put them on a donkey, and set out on the journey from Midian, where he had been living, to Egypt, and as the sun set, they stopped to rest. At this time, the angel of God appeared and tried to kill Moses. Moses's wife knew the reason. So she took a sharp stone, grasped her son's foreskin, and performed circumcision. She then threw the foreskin at Moses's feet, saying, "You are a bridegroom of blood to me." Then the Lord let Moses go. This was God's intention that even Moses's child would surely be killed if not circumcised. For the Israelites, circumcision was a sign of God's covenant. It meant that God would surely cut off even the son of a leader if he was not clearly circumcised by cutting off the foreskin. So God had to give Moses understanding to avoid killing his son. The Bible records that when Moses's wife cut off her son's foreskin and threw it, saying, "You are a bridegroom of blood to me," it was because of circumcision, Exodus chapter 4 verse 26. It says that God tried to kill Moses because of circumcision. Any Israelite who was not circumcised would be cut off from among the people of Israel. Only circumcised Israelites could eat the sacrificial Passover lamb and participate in the Passover ceremony as God's people. The Apostle Paul was a Jew. He was circumcised on the eighth day, studied under Gamaliel, and knew exactly why Jesus Christ was baptized in the Jordan River and why Jesus had to die on the cross. Paul spoke of Jesus' baptism in Romans, Galatians, and all his epistles because he knew the truth, the primitive gospel, that only through Jesus' baptism and judgment on the cross could all his sins be cut off. The Apostle Paul also frequently mentioned Jesus' blood, which is the conclusion of our salvation. However, Jesus' blood is the final confirmation of salvation, and the complete spiritual circumcision is the primitive gospel of Jesus' baptism and blood. Paul's core message and testimony was that Jesus' blood existed because of Jesus' baptism. The Apostle Paul often speaks of Jesus' cross. Why? Because it's the final confirmation of our salvation. Even though Jesus took on our sins, if he hadn't shed his blood on the cross to receive judgment for sin, we who believe in Jesus wouldn't be fully saved. That's why the Apostle Paul frequently talked about Jesus' blood on the cross. The blood of the cross is the conclusion of salvation. If the history of this faith, namely believing in the conclusion and Jesus' baptism, had been properly passed down to this day, many who believe in Jesus now would have become sinless people of God. However, unfortunately, because they do not know about Jesus' baptism and believe only in the blood as salvation, believing in a result without the process, people remain sinners even after believing in Jesus for 10 years or 50 years. My testimony. Does the Lord justify the sinful? No. Because he is righteous, he justifies those who are sinless through faith in his baptism that washed away the sins of the world. I believed in Jesus when I was 20 years old. At that time, I heard that Jesus died on the cross for sinners like me. I didn't know how many sins I had committed, and I didn't know God or the law, but I had been living while developing my innate talents since childhood. At that time, I fell ill. When my body became sick, I felt like I was going to die. Then, I remembered hearing that Jesus had died in place of evil people, and so I decided that I should receive the remission of sins before dying. That is why I came to believe in Jesus. When I first believed in Jesus, I was very grateful, but after 1 year, then 5 years had passed, whenever I did something wrong, I was a sinner, and if I did wrong again, I was a sinner again. I believed for 10 years, but throughout those 10 years, I was always a sinner. Even though I believed, I was still a sinner. I always cried whenever I sinned. God, please forgive me. Please forgive this sin. God, if you forgive me this time, I will do better next time. After sinning, I would pray in repentance for 3 days, usually praying for 3 days. With a guilty conscience, I wouldn't eat and would lock myself in my room, crying out, Lord, please forgive me. After crying my heart out, I would feel a bit better and thought I could hear God's voice. I have washed away my sins, hallelujah. I would come out of the room and diligently live my life and serve. But before I knew it, I would unknowingly sin again. At first, believing in Jesus was good, but as I believed in Jesus for a long time, sins began to accumulate. They started piling up like a heap of manure or dust. Everyone, after believing in Jesus for 10 years, I had much more sin accumulated in my heart than before believing in Jesus, and I became a tremendous sinner. Why did I believe in Jesus so early? It would have been better if I had believed in Jesus at 80 or just before dying. Because I believed too early, I can't help but sin, and each time I have to pray in repentance. Oh, it's so tiresome. I should live according to God's will, but I can't, oh it's so difficult. Everyone, I searched and searched and searched for God. So I studied theology. When I studied theology, my faith became even more impoverished. Before studying theology, I thought I would not sleep in a warm place like Saint Damian. Why? To help these struggling people. I will absolutely not dwell in comfort but help these struggling people. I had such thoughts and tried to live like that while reading the biographies of saints. I practiced asceticism and when praying, I would kneel on the cement floor for 3 or 4 hours, which made me feel like my prayers were more effective and I felt more relieved. But after believing in Jesus for 10 years like this, I really felt like I was dying. So I prayed, God, God, please save me. It's not that I don't truly believe in you, I would believe in you even with a knife to my throat, but why is my heart so empty and frustrated? Why'd I have even more sins? Before believing in Jesus, I lived without much sin, but after believing in Jesus, how have I become an even worse sinner? Looking back now, I could say it was because I believed in Jesus without knowing the truth and without receiving the remission of sins, but when I was living as a sinner, my heart was truly heavy. How can I tell others to believe in Jesus and receive the remission of sins when I have sins myself? God, I'm about to graduate from school soon. I'm about to be ordained as a pastor, but how can I, as a sinful pastor, tell sinners who come to me to receive the remission of sins? I'm a sinner too. In the Bible, I read in the letters of the Apostle Paul that, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. But no matter how much I looked within myself, I could not find the Holy Spirit in my heart. It seemed to be there at first, but why is it gone now? Did he step out for a moment? God, what's going on? In fact, this was because I had been living under the misconception that I had been saved after believing in Jesus. Everyone, at that time, I really struggled a lot. I cried a lot. It was such a difficult time that words cannot fully express it. But God promised to meet those who seek Him. God met me. Even though I had sins after believing in Jesus for 10 years, by knowing the baptism of Jesus Christ, knowing the blood of the cross, and knowing the secret of spiritual circumcision in the Old and New Testaments and Jesus' salvation through baptism, my struggles came to an end through faith. All my sins were washed away, becoming as white as snow. If you all clearly believe in the primitive gospel of Jesus' baptism and blood, your sins will disappear. Even if you're lacking, you have no sin. Now I gladly preach this truth to people, and those who receive it receive the remission of sins. Hallelujah. We praise. Congratulations to the brothers and sisters who have received the remission of sins. We praise Jesus who saved us from sin. Hallelujah, we receive the remission of sins with joy. Everyone, receiving the remission of sins is a joy that cannot be fully expressed in words. The secret in that name couldn't be fully proclaimed, so it became a secret. People rejected that name like the stone the builders rejected, but that name engraved in my heart is a beautiful jewel. Jesus' baptism and blood that abundantly saved sinners from sin. Jesus, through his baptism, which is spiritual circumcision, and through his blood, washed away all our worldly sins, abundantly saving us and making us, who believe, into reborn people of God. In this way, Jesus became the God of the reborn. Everyone, as promised in the Old Testament, Jesus received baptism, took on the sins of the world, and died on the cross, thereby becoming the Savior of sinners. He became the God of salvation for all humanity. Everyone, there is always judgment for sin. Therefore, to save us from sin, Jesus was baptized and received punishment on the cross, shedding his precious blood, thereby saving me and all of you. And Jesus Christ rose from the dead on the third day. God the Father raised Jesus Christ. This is evidence that we have become children of God, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us eternal life. Jesus Christ's baptism is evidence that all our sins were transferred to him and he took them all away. The blood of Jesus Christ on the cross is evidence that he received judgment in our place. What kind of faith is heretical? Who is a heretic? The one who condemns himself by failing to believe in the baptism of Jesus. Everyone, are you still a sinner every day even though you believe in Jesus? Being a sinner whether you believe or not, that is heretical faith. Heresy is anything different from God. In Titus chapter 3 verses 10 to 11, it says about heresy, reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. Those who claim to believe in Jesus but condemn themselves, saying, God, I am a sinner, I'm a sinner even though I believe, I'm a sinner even if I die, I'm a sinner no matter what anyone says, are heretics. God says to such sinners, you are not my children, you are heretics. You will enter the unquenchable fire. Those who believe in Jesus but do not accept the gospel of Jesus' baptism, thus making themselves sinners and determining their own souls to be sinful, and who can only make such confessions of faith to God, are heretics before God. Who are the true believers? What is the witness of God about salvation? Water, baptism, blood, and the Holy Spirit. Those who have become God's people by believing in the primitive gospel of Jesus Christ's baptism and blood, those who have no sin in their hearts, are all righteous without exception. However, those who believe in Jesus but remain sinners cannot enter the kingdom of God, which is heaven. Those who have become righteous by believing in Jesus have evidence within them, and that evidence is precisely the baptism and blood of Jesus. This work of salvation is exactly what Jesus Christ did when he came to this earth. Those who do not believe in their hearts the primitive gospel of baptism, through which Jesus took away all our sins by being baptized, are cut off and rejected by God. Those who believe that Jesus came to this earth and performed circumcision, that he took on all our sins through John the Baptist in the primitive gospel, that he received judgment on the cross in our place to save us from judgment, and that he rose from the dead after 3 days to become our living God, are saved. This is salvation received not only by blood but by water, blood, and the Spirit. The baptism and blood of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, this truth of the Word is the evidence that Jesus saved us from the sins of the world. It is the evidence that the Son of God saved us. Do you accept the primitive gospel that the salvation of sinners was accomplished not only by Jesus' blood but by water, blood, and the Spirit, which is Jesus' baptism? God removed the sins of sinners through the baptism that Jesus received. He performed spiritual circumcision, which is baptism. Thus, he completely cut off the sins of the world from us. And on the cross, by shedding his blood, he fully rescued us from the punishment of judgment due to sin. He took on not only my sins but all the sins of the world, the sins of all people from Adam until the end of the earth, by receiving baptism. Whoever believes in what Jesus Christ did on this earth, whoever accepts these three things, the water, the Spirit, and the blood, receives salvation from all sins. This is the wisdom of the primitive gospel, the truth of sin removal. Through the Lord, he cut off all the sins of humanity by Jesus receiving baptism so that humanity could be saved from sin. Now, even if we want to have sin after believing in Jesus, it's impossible. Jesus gave life to us who were to die because of sin. Everyone, Jesus revived the souls that had left God because of Satan, souls that were lost before God. He found those who were lost. Everyone, as our God has found us through Jesus Christ, through water, blood, and the Spirit, we have received salvation, that is, the remission of sins from him. Do you believe? I am telling you that salvation is not by blood alone, but by the baptism Jesus received and the blood of the cross. Those who say they are saved by blood alone surely know they have sin in their conscience. You might have thought you were saved by believing in Jesus' blood alone, but that's not the case. We receive salvation and are born again by believing in Jesus Christ who came by water, blood, and the Spirit. Jesus Christ took on our sins through baptism and received judgment, making us sinless. Is it by Jesus' blood alone that we are saved from sin? No. It is through Jesus' water, baptism, and blood, which is his death on the cross, and his resurrection. Saving us from sin through water and blood was the providence of God the Father, predestined in Jesus Christ before the creation of the world. All of this was salvation accomplished by God. The rebirth of a sinner comes through faith in Jesus' baptism and blood. The primitive gospel that Jesus spoke of is accomplished through baptism and blood. All of us who have received the removal of sin by believing in the primitive gospel praise God. Hallelujah.